Monday the 10th of December, Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Vav Chanukah, Rabbi Avraham Harstein, Hibul Mitzvah.
Good Chodesh, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to join this wonderful shir, amazing Kiddush Hashem, the shir that goes on every day. I call it perhaps a virtual Makom Torah. I know I have a friend in the mirror who listens to Start the Day the Torah every day by breakfast. I hope it's the day before. I'd like to discuss the difference between mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs leis aseh. By way of introduction, to look at a couple of questions about Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says that mitzvahs ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ma'oiz, a very beloved mitzvah. Why, out of all the mitzvahs, does Rambam choose mitzvahs Chanukah to describe as a mitzvah chaviva? Another interesting thing we find with mitzvahs ner Chanukah is the concept of Hidul Mitzvah. We have Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin, the Minhag we have now that every male in the family lights, the number of lights corresponding to the day of Chanukah, is a Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin. It's a super, super Hidul in the Mitzvah of Chanukah. Why is it specifically in Chanukah that we find this concept of Hidul Mitzvah? I'd like to start by looking at Pisa Rabbeinu Yoina. Shari Tshuva is written by Rabbeinu Yoina as a guide to doing Tshuva. The third part of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina goes through many, many, many mitzvahs in order of their whether the mitzvahs are say, mitzvahs leisa say, what the punishment is, koreis, mitzvahs beitin, etc., in order to give the Baal Tshuva the opportunity to understand what it is that he's done wrong, what's the oinesh on the chait. When he gets to the Madriga Hashnia, Chayme mitzvahs asei, he's describing the concept of mitzvahs asei. Ben Yonah writes a whole long essay explaining the importance of mitzvahs asei. Yesoid hasocha v'shoresh hagmul, the main source of reward is chedef ha'avoida v'kiyum mitzvahs asei, comes from fulfilling the positive commandments of the Torah. It's possible v'rei mitzvah hu yeshulam carries on many, many proofs. And then later on he says, Yeshu mitzvahs aseh min achamurais. The mitzvahs aseh include some of the most important mitzvahs of the Torah, Ava, Yira, etc., etc. And he says, V'yesh anoshim rabim bahamayin ha'om choshvim. Many, many people think, Ki ein ikah ha'ovdom v'hefseit ha'nefesh zuloti ba'averis yesh behem maaseh. Many people think that the real problem is to contravene a mitzvahs lois aseh. Whereas mitzvahs aseh, they're perhaps the cream on the cake, not just a luxury. And he says, "Alkeinanu chayovim lohidia toyei ruach bino." We have to inform those whose mind is wandering. Have to inform them. Ki omru zal vitar Hakadosh Baruch Hu al avoda zara v'gilei arayos u'shvichas damim v'lo vitar al avodin bitul Torah. Even when Hakadosh Baruch Hu to wipe away the mitz the avera of avoda zara, gilei arayos and shvichas damim, he would not wipe away the avera of bitul Torah. And he takes this as a klal rather than just a pras on learning Torah. This is a klal that even were HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mevater on the mitzvahs lois aseh, he would never be mevater for Klal Yisrael keeping the mitzvahs aseh. What is Rabbeinu Yoina trying to impart? What is this message that the Hamoin Ha'om, the Toyei Ruach, have got wrong? What is so important about understanding that mitzvahs aseh are superior in some respects to mitzvahs lois aseh? What could be so bad about a person who keeps all the Torah, keeps Aseh, keeps his Mitzvahs Aseh, keeps Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, but he just thinks the Mitzvahs Lois Aseh are more important than Mitzvahs Aseh. Rabbeinu Yoina seems to be telling us that there's some Yesod in Hashkafa that comes across from the concept of Mitzvahs Aseh. I'd like to explain, the Yesod comes from Maharal as follows, that Mitzvahs Aseh and Mitzvahs Lois Aseh represent two Hashkafos Olam, two life philosophies. Let's go through them one by one. The first is the Hashkafa of Mitzvahs Lois Aseh. There's a Midrash in Koheles says, "B'shar shebara Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Adam Harishon, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Harishon, not lo v'hechzira al kol iloni Gan Eden. He took him for a tour around Gan Eden, and he showed him. He said, 'Ra'ei kama no'im u'meshubachim. Look at all the beautiful trees. Choma shebarasi b'shulcha barasi. Whatever I created for you. Ten da'atcha, pay attention. Shelo tekalkel v'sachriv etzaylami. that you should not ruin or destroy my world. Everything I've created is for you. You have one instruction. Be careful not to spoil it. Don't spoil the world. Hashem created the world with a certain order, a physical order and a spiritual order. When a person contravenes the Ratzon Hashem, he's over a mitzvah's lois ha'aseh, he does something he should not have done, he spoils the order. That's shalei tekalkel v'sachri v'saylomi, to ruin the world order. We can appreciate this perhaps most simply on the moral level. In front of our own eyes we see that when humanity breaks the moral code that's the natural order of the world, it's very clear to understand that humanity degenerates. This is the concept of mitzvah's lois ha'aseh, the protection around the natural order of the world. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hashem says to a person when he's born, Neshama shenosati decha b'tahara, hachzireihu b'tahara. I've given you a pure soul, return it in purity. Not asking for more than not to ruin the purity of the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Now this is the basic hashkafa of the mitzvah's lo yisarseh person. He takes very literally the words of that medrash that say, Kol ma shebarasi bishvilcho barasi. I created this whole world for you. The mitzvah's lo yisarseh hashkafa is that the purpose in life may be to enjoy the world, enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given. Live life to the fullest in the physical sense. At the same time, the mitzvah's lo yisarseh person is aware that Hashem is in charge. And it makes no sense to upset or to anger Hashem. That would ruin his plan. That's Hashem's seder in the Bria. If you like, people ask, do you live to eat or do you eat to live? So we can ask, does one keep the Torah in order to live, or does one live in order to keep the Torah? The hashkafa of the mitzvah's lo yisarseh is to keep the Torah in order to live. Don't spoil Hashem's world, and He won't spoil yours. The second hashkafa is mitzvah's aseh. The Maharal says that the hashkafa of mitzvah's lo yisarseh belongs to the goyim, to the umos ha'olam. There are seven mitzvahs that the non-Jews were commanded: sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, the avodah zarah, gidei aroyeh, shvichas domim, evim min achai, berachas Hashem, gezel. All those averos are mitzvah's lo yisarseh. Include the seventh mitzvah of B'nai Noyach is dinim, that means to set up Bokei Din. The Maharal says that all seven are really mitzvahs lo yisarseh. Even though we understand that setting up a base din is an active thing, it's a mitzvah aseh, but as we've explained, the concept of mitzvahs lo yisarseh is to maintain the natural order, and that's the function of the base din. To make sure that property stays with with its rightful owner, to maintain the status quo, that's the function of base din. So setting up a base din is also one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, which is essentially Mitzvahs Lo Yisarseh. However, Avraham Avinu was Mechadish, a new Hashkafa in the world. Avraham Avinu, the Matzah of Avraham, is 248. The number of the Mitzvahs Aseh in the Torah. This was the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. It says in the Gemara, in the Medrash, that when Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch when he was young, the Lashon of the Medrash is, he wrote a Biro Doilekes. He saw a palace on fire. So we usually understand that he saw the beauty of the palace. What's the fire? What is the symbolism of the fire? The idea of the fire is that something which consumes. What he saw in the world was the world is there for something, a higher purpose. It's not there for itself. It's there to be consumed, used up for something higher than the world, something beyond it. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan in the world. And Avraham Avinu's desire was to be part of that plan. He understood that it's possible to take a role in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the creation, not just to step back and make sure you don't ruin it. And he yearned and desired to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Aseh, to become, ultimately, as we say, we make Kiddush, a Shutus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'maaseh Bereishis. It's a totally different view on life. He saw that there was a purpose here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put us in this world, to use it to do mitzvahs. Ultimately, Avraham Avinu's final mitzvah that he was commanded with was the mitzvah Bris Milah, which epitomizes this concept that he became a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a partner with Hashem in the creation of the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the body almost perfect and allowed man, when he depreciated the concept of mitzvah saseh, the concept that I can be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon, I can identify with Hashem's rotzon and try myself to fulfill it, he gave him the mitzvah of Milah, which was really to perfect the creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had started. So this is the hashkafa of the Baal Mitzvah Aseh. My life ambition is to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be part of his great plan for the Bria. a shutter for Masi Bereshis. Now we can understand what Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to get at. The Toye Ruach are the people whose Ruach is following solely the Olam Hazeh. The desire and focus in life is to enjoy this world. Mitzvahs come as a kli, as a form of help to allow them to live life without upsetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the Toye Ruach, which is not the Hashkofa of Bnei Yisrael. We have the Yerusha from Avraham Avinu of the concept of Mitzvahs Haseh. The Maharal takes this concept and says a few beautiful ideas. The first is looking at the number of the Mitzvahs Haseh and Mitzvahs Lois Haseh. We've discussed already that the Ramach, the 248 Mitzvahs Haseh, corresponds to Avraham Avinu, the great Mechadesh of the Hashkofa of Mitzvahs Haseh. What's Shisa, the 365 Mitzvahs Lois Haseh? Those are the days of the year. The solar year, 365 days. Ein kol chodosh tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. The mitzvahs leisah represent that which is under the sun. Olam hazeh is nothing new, nothing which can go beyond the confines of the physical world. Another very beautiful idea from the Maharal along these lines. Maharal says that the pasuk Ruachei darchei noyam v'chol nesivei shalom. What this refers to, it has two halves to it. Zorachecho darchi noyam, v'chol nesivoseho sholim. The ways of the Torah are pleasant, and all its paths are peace. Their ways are pleasant, and the paths are peace. He says that the Zorachecho darchi noyam is going on the mitzvahs haseh. Nesivoseho sholim is going on the mitzvahs lois haseh. The mitzvahs haseh are the noyam, the pleasantness of the relationship. Ani kirvas edekim litoi. Whereas the mitzvahs lois haseh represent the shalom, keeping, maintaining the status quo of the world, keeping the world as it is without ruining it. Durachecho, the mitzvahs haseh, are a derech. They are a path to get somewhere. The aim of the mitzvahs haseh is to take the tzaris hasabrias, to take us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aim for us. The aim of the mitzvahs haseh is nesiv, v'chol nesiv haseh shalom. A path, the imagery of a path, is usually something which goes through something, a path through the woods, a path through various obstructions. The derech takes you to the other end. The idea of focusing on the path is that it gets you through somewhere. To get you through Olam Hazeh without ruining things, without getting trapped in the dangers of Olam Hazeh, that's the function of the mitzvahs lois haseh. Zorachecho darchei noyam v'chol nesivoseho sholem. It's possible to take this concept a little deeper. Though we've said that the mitzvahs haseh go with one hashkafa and the mitzvahs lois haseh go with another hashkafa, it's possible to understand that a person can be mekayim the mitzvahs haseh in the way, unfortunately, of a mitzvahs lois haseh person, and to be also mekayim the mitzvahs lois haseh with the hashkafa of a mitzvahs haseh person. How is this? The Or HaChaim, at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, explains what is a mitzvah Kedoshim to you. All the Rishonim, Chronim discuss what the Chiddush of the mitzvahs kedoshim to you should be holy. What way? And he explains, Adera Chazal, that kedoshim to you is to give a mitzvahs asay to the previous parsha. What's the previous parsha? The end of Achremos that we lay in on Yom Kippur afternoon. The parsha of Arayos, all the negative commandments, all the mitzvahs loisase of the illicit relationships, are the end of Achremos. And then the Torah says, kedoshim to you should be kadosh. That gives a mitzvahs asay for the mitzvahs loisase. What does this mean, to give a mitzvah saseh for the mitzvah saseh? There are two ways of relating to the parsha of Arayos. A person makes sure that he's not over this avera, not over that avera, not over that avera. That's the mitzvah saseh hashkofa. The other concept is to understand the kedusha that's imparted to Klal Yisrael by being able to keep these mitzvahs, by living in a society which keeps the far away, a geder erva from erva. That's living in an atmosphere which is raised up into a level of kedusha. That's the mitzvahs asay concept. A person can actually identify positively with the concept of arayos and say, Baruch Hashem, this is the atmosphere which I want to be in. This is the atmosphere, the environment that can bring a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the atmosphere of kedusha, which comes from keeping away from mitzvahs lois haseh. On the other hand, it's probably obvious that a person can keep mitzvahs asay with the hashkafa of a person of a baal mitzvahs leis asay. The hashkafa of leis sachrim, leis sachrim, leis sukalker es leilomi. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya Kafches, I haven't brought with me. People remember it from the Haftarah. Says that Hashkodesh Baruch Hu chastises Klal Yisrael for keeping the mitzvahs. V'ho'er dvar Hashem lohem tzav lotzav kav lokov ze'er shom ze'er shom. The word of Hashem was to them a commandment, another commandment, a line, another line, a bit here, a bit there. So in the Radak, sorry, in the Metzudas David, says that what's tzav lotzav? They saw Hashkodesh Baruch Hu's command as a command for a command. The mitzvahs themselves weren't the aim. The aim was something other than the mitzvahs. It was a tzav for another tzav. The other tzav was their private agenda. When the Bnei Yisrael's private agenda was their own lives, but they knew that they shouldn't get in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, their tzav was their life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzav was the mitzvahs. You have to make sure you keep the mitzvahs in order to be able to live your life, otherwise Hashem will be upset. Ha'edvar Hashem lahem, tzav latzav. It's a commandment in order to bring you to your own set of commandments. That's the concept of turning the whole idea of mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lois asay around, and a person takes the mitzvahs lois, mitzvahs asay, and keeps them just in order to be yetzizah, just in order to fulfill his obligation and get on with his life. That's the tzav latzav. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's commandments, and then they become ze'er shom, a bit here and a bit there. Because there's no deret, there's no drachei ha'darchei naim, it's not leading to one ultimate aim of Kirvas Hashem. It's just, there's a bit here, make sure, don't get in the way of Hashem. A bit there, don't get in the way of Hashem. Ze'er shom, ze'er shom. And for that, the Klal Yisrael are punished. Why are we punished and the Ummah Tzonim aren't? Because we are Bnei Avraham Avinu, and our inheritance is to keep the concept of Mitzvah Saseh alive, and not to join the Toi Ruach Bino. When it comes to the mitzvahs asay concept of life, when we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's room for something which doesn't belong in the arena of mitzvahs lois asay, and that is individuality. A person with his mitzvahs asay is able to develop his own private approach to mitzvahs, his own feeling for the mitzvahs, his own way of doing the mitzvahs. In the Sefer Charedim, in the introduction, he talks about mitzvahs. And he brings, I shan't go through all of them, he brings 17 tana'im, 17 possibilities of improving one's mitzvahs. He talks about ahava, yira, simcha, the person does the mitzvah with happiness, diktuk gadol, to be extra cautious about how to do the mitzvah properly, kavod ha-mitzvah, to respect the mitzvah, when we stand up for the Torah, this is a kavod of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Not to delay doing mitzvahs, doing them with zerizos, to yearn, to sit and yearn, to keep the mitzvahs. All these shmaras, bring the pasuk about, shmarasem la'asotim, you should wait to do the mitzvahs. All these ideas are concepts of having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs. And each of these ideas allows for individuality. One person's ava is not the same as another person's ava. One person's yearning, one person will yearn for one mitzvah more than another. One person will be mechabedit, a mitzvah in one way, another person to be mechabed in another way. This is a person's individual relationship. And that is particularly represented by one of these 17 tana'im, which is that of hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah, which in a way sums up all these ideas. When a person does a mitzvah with ahava and yira, it's not like there's three mitzvahs going on. I have the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles, and also I love the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of ahava, and there's a third mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of yira. The mitzvah itself is glorified, is made bigger and more beautiful by the ava and yira that a person puts into the mitzvahs that he does. And this is the concept of hidur mitzvah, that I relate to this mitzvah, this is my rotzen in life, is to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. This is my tachlis, and I want this to be my mitzvah. Where do we find a remez to this idea? The makor of hidur mitzvah in the Torah is in the Shira Sayam. The Shira, the whole Shira generally is written about Klal Yisrael as a whole. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Konisa. The first two psukim are written in the singular. O Shira Hashem Ki Goy Goa, Sus Roifoi Roma Vayom, Ze Keili Va'anvehu, this is my God, Va'anvehu Elekei Ovi, Va'aroi Memenhu. The two psukim are written in the singular, that's the Makor, Va'anvehu Se Chazal, Esnoe Lefonov the Mitzvot. that I will become beautiful in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mitzvahs. This is the makar for Hidur Mitzvah. And this is written in the singular. Because Hidur Mitzvah, although we have universal ways of being Mahadur Mitzvah, like we've now reached Mahadrim and Mahadrim of Hanukkah, but the concept of Hidur Mitzvah is an individual concept. My relationship with the mitzvah doesn't stop at lighting seven candles on the seventh night of Hanukkah. It goes on to Ava Yira, to all the 17 Tanoim of the Baal HaCharedim. They're Keilivam Ve'yud. This is my God. These are my mitzvahs. This is my relationship with Hashem, and I will make it beautiful. There's a famous vort which sums up the concept of Hanukkah. I'm afraid I can't remember where it comes from. I heard it a long time ago. It says in Al Hanisim, what were the Yevonim, what were the Greeks coming against? La'hashkichon toyosecho ula'haviron mechukei ritzonecho. The desire of the Greeks was less to uproot us physically than it was to uproot us spiritually. They wanted to make us forget the Torah, la'haviron mechukei ritzonecho, to remove us from keeping the mitzvah. What allowed us to rise up against the Greeks and fight them? The remez is found in Al Hanisim again. It says, Rav toes rivon, dan toes dinom, no kam toes nikmosom. You fought their fight, you avenged their vengeance. The stress is rivom, it was their fight. Nikmosom, it was their revenge. It was their vengeance. When the Bnei Yisrael realized that Lashkicham Torah, Aviram Mechukah Ritzonecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. This is rivom, this is their fight, this is our fight. Our life, our purpose in life is to keep this Torah and mitzvah. This isn't Hashem's plan which we happen to snugly fit into. This is our plan in the world. And if the Yevonim are coming against our Kiyum mitzvahs and Limud Torah, then that's a greater threat than the Yevonim coming against our physical lives. When Bnei Yisrael realized that, Rav Toes Rivom, Dan Toes Dinom, Akan Toes Nikmosom, then it was later to the Yeshua of Hanukkah. What happened, as we saw, Maral said that the mitzvahs laid out there are the concept of Shin Samach Hei, the 365 Tachat HaShemesh, the Teva. When the Bnei Yisrael realized that their life was something which was beyond the Teva, Teva dictated that the Yevonim were there, they were stopping them to keep the Torah, there is no Beis HaMikdash in use at the moment, we can't do the mitzvahs. The Yevonim are stopping us, potur. That's Teva, that's the natural order of things. When it's my fight, when it's my life is at risk, my whole toughness in life is threatened, then a person goes beyond his teva. He's looking beyond the concept of teva. They were willing to be moiseh nafshon, which was to give up their teva, because this was really their life. This was their true life. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the nes for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magre on the teva itself to get to do a nes. That's why, perhaps, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Chaviva Ma'od. When it came to actually coming into the Beit HaMikdash, the actual lighting of the menorah itself represented this concept even more. They were potter from Tumahutra B'tzibur, they were potter from actually keeping and lighting the menorah, and yet they still were mishtadel very hard to find oil that they could keep the mitzvah, because this was their rotten, this was the whole concept of Chanukah. The Chavivus of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, perhaps, is that it's the quintessential Mitzvah Saseh. A Mitzvah Saseh which came from our identification with the whole hashkofa of mitzvahs Aseh, our identification with the concept that the mitzvahs of Hashem are our life. This is our practice in the world. And in fact, the fact that it's a mitzvah drabonon makes it even more of a mitzvahs Aseh. This is our contribution, Klal Yisrael's contribution to the Ratzon Hashem, is the mitzvahs drabonon, the things that the Chazal themselves are mechavish as mitzvahs. They themselves are mechaving to the Ratzon Hashem and set up mitzvahs. So combining the history behind the Ner Chanukah, the actual nes of Ner Chanukah, and the fact that it's a mitzvah drabonon, this is the quintessential mitzvah saseh, this is mitzvah chaviva ma'oid. And obviously we've seen that the concept of hidur mitzvah is specifically relevant to Chanukah. Now that we've understood that hidur mitzvah is something which is associated specifically with the hashkofa of mitzvahs Aseh, we can understand that dafka in the hidden concept of mitzvahs Chanukah, Chazal u'mechadesh, the idea of mahadrin and mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Because hidden mitzvah is a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a personal relationship with his mitzvahs. Once again, the two hashkofos ha-olam that are represented by mitzvahs Aseh and mitzvahs lo-yisa'aseh are that of the goyim and that of Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvah Saseh, the concept of Mitzvah Saseh is to be found specifically in the Hiddur Mitzvah. And when a person approaches his mitzvah with the 17 Tanoim, the ideas of the Sefer Charedim, I recommend reading it. It's a wonderful piece. When one sees the Simcha Gedolah b'mitzvah, he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says that any mitzvah, kol pikuda delav ihi b'tchidu urechimu lav pikudahi. Any mitzvah which is not done with love and with fear, with av and with yira, is not a mitzvah. Elsewhere, it's been quoted, it says that the ahava and yira, the inner relationship with the mitzvah, are two wings on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is like a malach, and the two wings which take the mitzvah up to shamayim are the ahava and the yira. I was wondering, what's the makor for this? Where do we see that a mitzvah, a person's fulfilled the mitzvah without ahava and yira? There's no, if a person shakes lulav on sukkahs, he takes a beautiful lulav, esrog, adasim, arovas, and shakes them, he's fulfilled the mitzvah. How can it be this isn't a mitzvah, right? I understand that the Divrei HaZoya are beyond us, but how can we understand that this isn't a mitzvah, and this is a mitzvah which doesn't fly up? So perhaps the idea is that this is a mitzvah which doesn't rise up beyond the concept of mitzvah sleitah. This is a mitzvah which doesn't have the wings to bring it beyond the idea of just having to be yetzei done. A person who shakes his lulav with ava and with yira, he's put himself into the mitzvah, he's associated with the hashkafas ha'olam of mitzvah saseh, that's a person whose mitzvah, that's a mitzvah's lulav, which takes two wings and flies up to shamayim. He wrote saying that it was chus nechanukah, perhaps it's chus of looking into this concept a bit, that we should all be zeicha to be mekayim all the mitzvahs ba'ava, b'yira, b'simcha, b'hidul mitzvah, and we should be zeicha that all our mitzvahs should be niskabel from front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Amen.